Namaste and Hari Om from your host, Kishore Trivedi. I welcome you to today's episode of All About Dharma radio program. As you know, this radio program is part of a Know Your Dharma initiative of the Hindu Society of North Carolina. I'll let you know that the next event in the Know Your Dharma initiative is a lecture on January 30 at 2 p.m. And it will be a lecture titled Dharma, Values and Human Well-Being. Should be very interesting. The lecturer is Dr. Tilak Agarwala, who happens to be a retired executive from IBM and who has a deep knowledge of Vedanta. So I welcome all of you to that event, and you can get the detailed information of that event by going to hsnctemple.org webpage and click on the tab Events. And furthermore, I'd like to tell you that all the past recordings of Know Your Dharma lecture series, as well as the All About Dharma radio program, can be found at hsnctemple.org when you then click on the tab KYD, Know Your Dharma page. Now, coming to today's program, I'm extremely happy to introduce today's guest, Rajendra Trivedi, who is a family practitioner in Danville, Virginia, and happens to be my younger brother. And today we are going to explore the very interesting topic on colors and their significance in Hindu Dharma. I will ask Rajendra Trivedi to further elaborate on this topic.
Thank you. Namaste, everybody. Thank you, Kishore Bhai. Let's discuss this interesting topic of colors and relationship to Sanatan Dharma. To begin with, I would say that who among us doesn't like colors? This is one of the special abilities that humans are blessed with, unlike other species. And from ancient times, humans have exploited this ability to enjoy life in a special way. Fortunately, Sanatan Dharma also used this sense of color to propagate its cause in developing spiritual knowledge and deliver its message to the common man. Today, we will explore how this relationship has been developed and how can we further its use in delivering dharmic message to sansaric or worldly persons. Let's start with the history of this relationship. Our rishis and sages who developed Sanatan Dharma over many millennia also included use of colors as an integral part of Hindu culture. Use of colors has always been mainstay of this process, as it's the most attractive way and the easiest way as well. Just as a picture tells a thousand words, using colors can tell a lot about our resolve and internal makeup as well. With continued use of different colors in a specific way, it leads to an appropriate conditioned response. For example, when we see Bhagwa color, we associate it with immediately to spirituality of a person or an event or an entity. That's why people such as celebrities, when they wear colorful clothes, as seen by luminaries like Geeta Bindrabari or Gurdas Maan, we associated them to their dharmic roots, and their songs also reflect purity. Compare this to today's westernized pop singers who take pride in wearing faded blue jeans and unattractive t-shirts, and their music similarly is also westernized and lacking any message. Thus, we can say that Dharma has a color coding language which can deliver powerful messages with its suggested use. There are some stories depicting how colors were integrated into dharmic lifestyle, such as Radha Krishna's story, where Krishna Bhagwan complained to Yashoda Mata about Radhaji taunting him about his dark color.
So, Raju, this reminds me of a famous bhajan in a film where the dark complexion of Sri Krishna is a topic of a conversation between him and his mother, Yashoda Maiya. Will you please sing a line from that song?
Sure, a little bit. Yashomati Maiya se bole nandlala Radha kyun gori main kyun kala Radha kyun gori main kyun kala. In this way, Yashoda Mata also suggested to Krishnaji to ask Radhaji to paint his face with any colors of her choice to make him more alluring, and thus the festival of colors or Holi originated. Another legend has it that Sri Hanumanji, once curious about the sindoor that Sita Mata had applied on the parting of her hair, upon being asked by Hanumanji about the reason behind it, Sita Mata replied to the Param Bhakta of Sri Ram that she applied the sindoor for her husband's long life and to make Sri Ram happy. This made Hanumanji utterly happy, and he disappeared for a while, only to come back with his body totally covered with sindoor. Each part of his body was covered with this vermilion paste. Astonished, Sita Mata asked Hanumanji the reason behind doing so. Hanumanji then replied that he did this to make Bhagwan Sri Ram extremely happy. When Bhagwan Sri Ram heard about this, he gave a boon to all his devotees that whoever worshipped Hanumanji and applied sindoor on his murti, blessed will be his or her life, and all his or her wishes will be fulfilled. So you see, just a simple question unearthed a powerful message about red color. One would normally assume that path of devotion and dharma would mean giving up this materialistic life to seek our spiritual goal. But on the contrary, dharma has used a spectrum of colors on a wider basis than even in the sansaric or worldly life. Especially if we take sansaric life that is heavily influenced by Western norms, as in the metropolitan populace. Stark differences can be seen by observing colorful rural or folk life in India compared to urban life, where former has more adherence to religious roots, while the latter is more Western. This would suggest that our scriptures tell us to direct our senses and use them for the good, rather than suppress them altogether. Now let's examine significance of few colors and their incorporation into Sanatana Dharma.
Clearly then, the first color that comes to mind in connection with Sanatana Dharma is the saffron or the bhagwa, which is often translated in English as ochre or orange.
Yes, sir, that's correct. So let's start with important color, bhagwa or saffron. Bhagwa is the main color of Hindu religion, worn by sadhus and seers to reflect purity and fire within to fight the temptations of this life. Fire has been used since Vedic times to symbolize purity and ward off unholy thoughts. Fire is also used in yajnas and rituals similarly. Originally, sadhus were to carry fire as they moved around from one place to another. But to be practical, this was replaced by bhagwa clothes and bhagwa flags, a symbol of fire. So you see, bhagwa is the color of holy men and ascetics who have renounced the world. Wearing the color symbolizes the quest for light of knowledge. And we seem to have forgotten all these virtues of bhagwa color till Yogi Adityanath, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, brought it with him in the political office. And to me, it symbolizes his resolve to cleanse the immorality or adharma, in another sense, from our society, just as we symbolically light a fire during yajna or havan. Interestingly, since Yogi Adityanath's political ascendance, bhagwa color has become very popular with common men in India. We hope that this will lead to our people leading a more dharmic lifestyle.
Wonderful. The next important color in connection with Hinduism is, of course, blue.
Blue means immense. Blue is the color of many of our deities, and its influence has clearly reached the West, as seen in the popular movies like Avatar. Blue represents infinity like the sky and the ocean. It is also a color of meditation and immense abilities. For example, if you focus your attention on a picture of Sri Krishna or Sri Ram and concentrate on their blue faces and visualize the huge ocean or the infinite sky. And now take a dip in that ocean or infinite sky of blue color, and you can possibly transcend into a deep state of meditation through this.
I remember in this connection that Bhagavan Vishnu's blue color is prominent in this famous prayer that Shantakaram that I invite you to sing.
Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrusham Meghavarnam Shubhangam Sri Lakshmi Kantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Vidyana Gamyam Vande Vishnu Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham.
Wonderful. So let me try translating that into English. I adore Bhagavan Sri Vishnu, who is the embodiment of peace, who sleeps on the Shesh serpent, from whose navel emanates the lotus, and who is the chief of all deities, who is the support of the universe, who is infinite like the sky, whose complexion is like the clouds, whose body shines with heavenly beauty, who is the beloved of Lakshmi Mata, whose eyes are like lotus, who is meditated upon by the yogis, and who is the remover of the fear of rebirth, and who is the one ruler of the entire universe. So the next color to consider after the blue is the red color.
Yes, thank you. Red represents auspiciousness, and it is frequently used in religious occasions. Women use red bindis and sindur in their hair parting as a sign of sacredness of their marriage. Mahalakshmi Devi wears red saris. Ma Amba wears red saris and is garlanded with red flowers.
That reminds me, there is a aarti to Ambe Mata that mentions this red sari and red garland. So I invite you to sing a line from that aarti here.
Kanak saman kalevar raktambar raje, raktambar raje, rakta pushp galmala, rakta pushp galmala, kanthan par saje, raktambar raje, om jai ambe gauri. Om Jai Ambe Gauri, Kanak Saman Kalevar, Raktambar Raje, Raktambar Raje.
So the translation, very quick translation of that line from the Aarti is to Ma Amba. Your body shimmers like gold and your red attire is spellbinding. And the garland of red flowers decorates your neck. Glory to you, O Mother Gauri. So the next color is white. So please tell us more about it.
Sure. White is the color that represents peace and purity. Ma Saraswati is always clad in a white sari, wearing a white garland, and sits on a white lotus.
So this reminds me of a famous prayer to Devi Saraswati that I invite you to sing.
Ya kundendu tushar har dhavala, ya shubhra stravrita, ya veena vardanda mandit kara, ya shweta padmasana, ya brahmachyut shankara prabhutibhi, Devai sada vandita samam patu Saraswati Bhagavati nishesh jaryaha.
Wonderful. So let me try to translate that beautiful prayer. May Devi Saraswati, who is fair like the jasmine colored moon and whose pure white garland is like frosty dewdrops, who is adorned with radiant white clothes, and on whose beautiful palm and arm rests the Veena, whose throne is a white lotus, and who is surrounded and respected by deities, including the Trimurti of Brahmaji, Vishnu Bhagavan, and Mahadevji. May she, the Saraswati Mata, bless me. I beseech Saraswati Mata to totally remove my darkness of ignorance and lead me to light of knowledge. So please continue, Raju.
So continuing to talk about white color, which also reflects convergence of all colors into its origin, representing end of life. As we wear white at the end of life rituals for this same purpose, which is like funerals, etc.
The next color to consider is yellow.
Yellow is very important color in Sanatan Dharma as well. And that represents purity and sacred thoughts. And that's why Bhagwan Sri Vishnu wears yellow pitambar. Derived from the Sanskrit pith, meaning yellow, and ambar, meaning garment. This is another name of Vishnu Bhagwan, given to him because yellow silk dhoti is worn by him. So pitambar is the one who wears a yellow silk dhoti.
Now, this reminds me of a beautiful rendition of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya by Pandit Jasraj. And I'll invite our audience to, on their own, play that for themselves, in which the word Pitambaram occurs as one of the epithets of Krishna Bhagavan. Krishna Bhagavan, being the eighth incarnation of Vishnu Bhagavan, is also called Pitambaram. So now, continue, please.
Okay. And continuing to talk about yellow color, in the state of Bengal, yellow color is used during the Saraswati Puja. In this way, we can go on talking about other colors as well used in Dharma. But the important fact is that colors are the easiest means to reflect our thoughts and feelings, and it symbolizes our inner makeup as well.
So Raju, please tell us about what could be done to improve our use of colors in daily life today that can lead to more dharmic life.
Interesting discussion. Application, in other words, application of colors into daily life to reflect sansaric roots. First thought is that we decorate our deities with brilliant colors and jewelries, but devotees often visit temples in blue jeans or shorts and black t-shirts. If Hindu philosophy says that there's God in each person and ourselves, then why shouldn't we treat ourselves to good colors as well, just like we decorate our deities? If we just, in this case, change behavior that way, maybe we'll be able to better incorporate Dharma into our daily life. Second thought is elite group like lawyers in India still wear black coats, surprisingly in a hot climate, even after British left India in 1947. This and other organizations can incorporate new colors in the uniforms, which will still instill religious and patriotic feelings in otherwise purely materialistic world. We can use dharmic colors in creating uniforms for school children instead of drab khaki, which is also a British legacy, mostly used in public schools. Although India is known worldwide as a land of colors, unfortunately, the use seems restricted nowadays to festivals and ceremonies only. The variety of colors is vanishing in everyday usage due to the influence of alien cultures, perhaps. There are many ways to bring Dharma into mainstream, and colors would be a big help. We see this in the West, where people wear red colors during Christmas season, not just only one day, but throughout the season. St. Patrick's Day is also celebrated with wearing green color. So you see, not only colors, but other special senses have also been used wisely to anchor our minds into spiritual pathways by our ancestors. This includes the use of smell, food, taste, hearing, music, and visual art. But colors are the easiest and most subtle way to show dharmic feelings. And once again, it tells a story worth a thousand words.
Wonderful.
Namaste.
I'm sorry, go ahead. A wonderful exposition to the use of colors in Dharma. And I would like to thank Rajendra Trivedi for doing this interview on this radio program. And once again, I'd like to remind the audience that on Sunday, January 30 at 2 p.m., there will be a lecture by Dr. Tilak Agarwala on Dharma, values, and well-being. And details of the Zoom link can be found at the hsnctemple.org web page under the events tab. So thank you and see you till next Monday.